Good morning. I'm Mark Pitts, and we say good morning here to Jessica Gintz with the Charles City Art Fest coming up this Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And it's our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. Jessica, you're a part of the planning committee. 52nd annual Art Fest coming up this Saturday. That has stood the test of time.
Yeah, can you believe 52 years? This is the longest running art festival in the state of Iowa. So lots to celebrate.
something to hang your hat on.
So yeah.
Everything at Central Park on Saturday. Give us some of the bare-bone nuts and bolts here.
Sure. Yeah, so everything in Central Park starting at 10. We have 46 artists coming this year from all over Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska. We even have one from Georgia coming up, so that's pretty awesome. We have something new this year is we have some booths for emerging artists, kind of a platform to get them started. We brought back our high school artist booth as well. We're going to have three awesome performances on Saturday. We have Emily Bauer from Omaha. She's coming to sing. Then we have a puppet show from Eulen Spiegel Puppet Theater. They're coming to perform, and then we're going to close it out with Beauty and the Beat from Cedar Falls. So, and we have 8 food vendors, lots of kids activities, so it's going to be a great day, great time, little something for everyone.
Yeah, you mentioned before we got started our conversation that you were involved kind of with the kids activities. So
yeah.
What kind of things should parents know?
Well, we're going to bring back one of their favorites, the spin art. That's always a huge hit. We're doing some stained glass work with, and don't worry, not glass, but with paper. We're going to do marble art, paint with anything but a paintbrush. And then the puppet theater is actually doing a finger puppet making. So right before their show, they're going to have a booth set up and they're going to work with kids and make their own finger puppets. So I think that would be really fun as well.
All right. And as far as the parents are concerned, or even if you're not a parent, adults, do most people realize that when they come to the Artifest that they can actually buy items there?
I think so. I hope so. I hope they come and buy stuff. I definitely have a lot of my own, like things that I have bought that are displayed either outside my house or inside my house. So again, stuff for everybody.
Here we're talking with Jessica Gintz with the Charles City Art Fest coming up on Saturday. You've got awards that you'll hand out as well for exhibitors.
Yeah, we have this year's judge is Daryl Taylor. He's the curator of curator and assistant director of the Waterloo Center for the Arts, and he's going to be awarding first, second, and third place awards to artists, as well as 5 honorable mentions, and 2 special awards. So yeah, it should be fun for the artists as well.
Yeah. Now, does the public get a chance to input to like?
Not so much. Nope. He comes and he's got his professional, and we have a kind of an outline for him that he kind of goes by. But yeah.
I know leading up to the Artifest on Saturday, you guys gave away a bunch of Artibucks. What do people need to know in terms of getting those, redeeming those?
So if we did live drawings every other Friday leading up, last Friday was our last drawing. So if your name was called, you can pick those up at the Art Center during open hours, but you can also pick them up in the morning at Artifest. We will be doing some Artifest Bucks drawings during Artifest as well. So there'll be a box at the info booth where you can sign up and put your name in for the drawing. It's been a great year. We were able to give away $3,500 in Artifest Bucks this year.
Okay, that'll go a long way for people on Saturday. Now, Jessica, if somebody has not been to Artifest, then how could they miss it over 52 years? But if they have not been, what would you say to invite them out, you know, to encourage them to check it out?
Again, we have stuff for everyone. We have artists that, as far as textiles, oil paintings, watercolors, pottery, outdoor statues and outdoor art, and we have music. The music is going to be great. I'm really excited about the puppet show. That's going to be a little different. And then, yeah, great activities for kids. We have food vendors. So even if you want to just come and have some food from them, awesome vendors, but yet stroll and look at the art just to show your support, you're more than welcome.
Now, do you do any art yourself?
I used to. I've hung up my hat. So I have three kids and very busy. So I support the arts in this manner. Yeah. So
I was close to being an art major when I went to college. Instead, I went to radio and whatever. Here I am. Admission is free?
Admission is free. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. It costs you nothing to come to the park and hang out.
And rain or shine?
Rain or shine, but the weather is, I think, it's going to be warm, but the rain is pushing its way back to the evening, so we're getting lucky.
Now, the hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so maybe, yeah, if you get a little, get out there a little earlier to beat the heat, but still, Central Park, plenty of tree cover and so forth.
Oh, yeah, lots of shade, so.
If people want more information, Jessica, about ArtiFest coming up this Saturday, what's the best way to do that?
So they can find us on Facebook, and they can look at our ArtiFest page, as well as going to our website, charlescityartifest.com.
All right, good deal. All right, thanks, Jessica.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, Jessica Gintz, Planning Committee for the 52nd Annual ArtiFest coming to Charles City Central Park this Saturday. And that's our community conversation, again, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on KCHA.